Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, liberty-loving, God-fearing, American, anachronistic, Christian, nationalist patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington. Welcome all. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Or are we fired up? Well, yeah, we are.
Well, if you ask the climate hoaxers, then yes, we are fired up.
Well, if you ask Hawaii, we're fired up.
Oh man, my heart just breaks for them to see what's happening. And speaking of that, they are all over the internet. The leftists. It's climate change. Happened because of climate change, and they are all spewing the same lie. But check this out. I copied the audio from a ham radio net responding to the fires and sharing information, and one of them spit it right out. He said one of these was a kitchen fire in someone's home that caught their home on fire.
Right.
And a second one happened up on the side of a hill, and he said it was a male on a green ATV who deliberately set it, so we have arson out there.
Wow.
Yep. So, and that's what these climate activists have been doing. I did a little bit of research, and I found there was a couple, male-female couple, back in May, who set numerous brush fires.
Wow.
And we're seeing this climate activist people deliberately setting fires in different parts of the world to try to make their point. Oh, climate change. So this could have been one of those situations. You can listen to it. It's uploaded to Podbean. It's about 44 minutes. Great preparedness lessons learned from a real disaster that's going on right now. I mean, it's still going on. So you can check that out.
And that's not actually very surprising, because that's been happening since 2014.
Yeah.
And in fact, there were multiple different arsonists that have been caught doing that very thing.
That's right.
And so, you know, it's an enormously coordinated effort. And so they've even announced it to a legislator that they're willing to burn people out, especially cattlemen. And that was what started everything in 2014. Were these climate hoax people? You know, they're saying, oh yeah, the cows are responsible for destroying the planet.
Right.
Come on. And so if you're a cattleman, they were after cattlemen for even owning cows, and they were willing to burn them out.
Right. And that, and the wolf psychos, you know, that, yep, you know, this open range cattlemen in Washington state who are getting their cattle killed by wolves. So they're doing these depredation hunts to thin the wolf herds down. So the activists like, well, we'll just burn out the ranchers.
Right.
Yeah. We're not dealing with mentally stable people.
Exactly. No. It's like, seriously, like letting the people out of the mental institutions and giving them a lighter, you know, and really that's the only great part that we've seen is when they get caught. I love it when they catch them doing this kind of garbage.
Yeah, but you won't see that on CNN any of the other, you know, slipstream media. But I'll tell you what, let's get to the word of the day early today.
Let's keep going
longer and longer, and there's so much to talk about. We get carried away, but we want to make sure that we're just on solid ground and a good foundation with the word. And so what do we got?
That's right. Okay, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Obadiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 9 that read...
Obadiah?
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, no, it is 1 through 9.
Okay,
so it reads under the title, The Coming Judgment on Edom. And so the vision of Obadiah, thus says the Lord God concerning Edom, we have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, arise, and let us rise up against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. If thieves had come to you, if robbers by night, oh, how you will be cut off! Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If grape gatherers had come to you, would they not have left some gleanings? Oh, how Esau shall be searched out, how his hidden treasure shall be sought after! All the men in your confederacy shall force you to the border. The men at peace with you shall deceive you and prevail against you. Those who eat your bread shall lay a trap for you. No one is aware of it. Will I not in that day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men from Edom and understanding from the mountains of Esau? Then your mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed, to the end that everyone from the mountains of Esau may be cut off by slaughter.
Mm.
Now that's fascinating because this is, there's quite a bit there that is very similar to what we're experiencing today, especially verse 2 where it says, behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. Now that's interesting that I've always wondered, how do people believe lies? Well, apparently, according to God, it's the pride of your heart.
Right.
And so, the pride of your heart allows you to be deceived. And also, the other verse over here, in 7, it says, all the men in your confederacy shall force you to the border. The men at peace with you shall deceive you and prevail against you. Those who eat your bread shall lay a trap for you. No one is aware of it. Talk about
that, you know, is amazing.
That, yes, exactly.
Well, what's really amazing is that this is Old Testament, so it's just old stuff, doesn't apply to us, you know.
Yeah.
Some old historical thing. Well, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
I saved a posting from Amir Sarfati from yesterday morning. And I wanted to bring it up. I was wondering how to, you know, fit it in with the show. This is it right here.
Wow.
Listen to this. The United Kingdom Parliament makes it illegal to pray near abortion facilities. It's illegal to pray.
Oh, wow.
Right next to it is an anti-prayer zone, anti-prayer zones map in Ireland.
Wow.
Anti-prayer zones. There are anti-prayer hospital zones.
Huh.
Yeah, in Ireland. Well, this is the part that got my attention. Amir said, believe it or not, but these are good news. You know why? Because that means people and the highest powers are simply afraid of Christians who pray to God, to the God that gives life and upholds the sanctity thereof. The UK in general, and Ireland in particular, are on the brinks of either a great awakening or a major judgment.
Right.
And the time of indifference is over. That's where this kind of stuff right here, it's like, I will make you small among the nations. This is the danger that they're placing themselves in. Either a great awakening has to happen for you to have any hope of being saved, or God's going to drop the hammer.
That's right.
And when that happens, the pride of your heart has deceived you. And what did we just come off of? The Pride Month, all this homosexual stuff's about pride, and then the killing of children. That's
and
all rooted
in... And the pride causes you to believe deception.
Right.
That's astonishing.
To the
right
point
there.
Where you'd be given over to great delusion.
Right.
And that's what's happening right now. I mean, real world. Of course, I'm pointing to the UK and Ireland, but I mean, the United States is in the same boat.
Right, exactly. And to further this study, it's interesting to note that Edom is also known as Esau, and
yes.
Edom is the area about 50 miles south of the Dead Sea. And something interesting there is where it reads God. God is translated into the name in the Tetragrammaton, the Yod Heh Vav Heh, which translates to Yahweh, and that is the special covenant name for God. Mm, and
yeah.
Another interesting thing here, it says that The messenger carries a summons to arms among the nation. A coalition of Edom's enemies rising to attack her confirms God's word of impending judgment. The Lord works his judgment through unsuspecting human instruments, and the word arise is a typical summons to battle. And so that's what's going on, is when you're prideful, your nation is throwing up one sin after another till they reach up to heaven.
Yes.
And the messenger comes down and basically declares it's a call to arms that, you know,
their enemies will come against them and prevail against them.
And God uses those enemies to give them the smackdown. And
right.
So also what's interesting is the bubble of Edom's inflated pride is about to burst. It says, she boasts in her high and haughty position, taunting her enemies, who will bring me down? She reckons herself secure in the clefts of the rock, but her trust in earthly fortifications will prove deadly. And the word rock in verse 3 translate in Hebrew to Selah, the name of the capital city of Edom, which is an almost impenetrable fortress hidden in the rocky hills about 50 miles south of the Dead Sea. And you can verify that in 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 7. It says, it is likely the site of the latter city called Petra, which also means rock.
Oh, yeah.
So that's interesting. That we all know and have seen Petra.
Right.
And so to think that that was where... this was happening, where the pride of the Edomites was basically saying, "Oh, nobody can touch us here."
Right.
And so interesting that that is the case. And also in verse 8 and 9, this is kind of like a beware statement. You know, will I not in that day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men from Edom and understanding from the mountains of Esau? And that's kind of a scary verse for comparing it to America, right? The Christians,
right.
You know, people that know better than to be partaking in this pride and rampant sin, right? And it's a beware statement that points back to what we just covered in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3, where it says, seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
Right.
And so all of you wise people, just keep that in mind, to be meek and humble, that it may be God's will that we be hidden in that day.
Yeah, let's hope, right?
Right.
And of course, we believe that that very well could be pointing to the bride of Christ being hidden away, or, you know, through the rapture.
That's right.
But interesting. And also interesting, too, this life application portion of this, besides America, it takes me back to this story. You think of this long, decades-long invasion by Muslims into Europe, and specifically Ireland and the UK, who are, you know, being overran by these people. And this scripture right here in verse 7 says, all the men in your confederacy shall force you to the border. The men at peace with you shall deceive you and prevail against you. Those who eat your bread shall lay a trap for you. No one is aware of it.
That's right.
I mean, they're bringing them in. They're bringing in their adversary who's sworn to be at war with them and to conquer them. And they're feeding them. They're feeding them, housing them.
Right. See, that's what I was going to point out, too. That is when you read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, that's one of his primary tenets of success,
right,
is live off the enemy. And
yes.
So, you know, when it says, those who eat your bread shall lay a trap for you.
Yes.
They're there in your land, soaking up all your welfare programs, eating all your food, soaking up
right.
all the products of capitalism and civil society. And they're just waiting for the call to attack.
And we have our own invasion here in the United States. This bringing millions and millions of people here who have no intentions of becoming Americans.
Right. And that's what I was referring to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're in danger.
No kidding.
We are in grave danger. And so either a great awakening has to happen or judgment.
That's right.
Those are the only two ways this is going to end.
Well, and this is a special study that points again to what we covered in all of the month of June, straight up Humility Month.
Yes.
That the Lord says he will leave in our midst a meek and a humble people. And
right.
So, you know, this is again talking about the pride of verse 3, the haughtiness where they can't be touched.
Yes.
And God saying, oh, no, I'll just bring you down. I will bring you down from whatever height you think you've ascended to.
Yep. And the higher you are, the harder the collision is going to be when you hit bottom.
That's right. And so, you know, just like Zephaniah 3:2, seek the Lord, work on being meek and humble.
Yes. All right. Well, that's a great one. That's a great one. One more time. That scripture is?
Okay. So that was Obadiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 9.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. Got it.
Praise God.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break here real quick. And this segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. If you want to be hidden away and protected from that wrath that's coming, well, learn more about that and what it means to you at JesusAppears.com. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We'll be back with segment 2 of the Morning Commute right after this.
Much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans.
And that is dann tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten bin.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of Radio Free Redoubt, the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Remember, we just hit our 3-year anniversary. We are going into our 4th year. We are listener supported, overwhelmingly, almost entirely listener supported. So we're really counting on you guys to help us. If you want to help keep us on the air, then we ask that you contribute to our fundraising drive for our airtime. Make sure you annotate airtime on that. And there's several different ways you can support us. If you go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the donate tab. That'll open up the page where you can PayPal or, you know, cash check, money order, and the different ways that you can do that. And we are very thankful. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two here with all kinds of stuff going on, and can't wait to get started.
That's right. Okay. Well, so as you know, we have put out a letter and a congressional bill that all of you can go to our website at radiofreeredoubt.com and pull up, copy and print out and send certified mail to your favorite congressman and favorite U.S. senator and whoever you think has the most gumption and fortitude that actually gets something done.
Yes.
Please send it to them. As you know, we've already sent ours to Marjorie Taylor Greene as well as to Gates, to Representative Jordan, and also one to President Trump at Mar-a-Lago so that he's aware of this.
Right.
And so this is the Stop Child Trafficking Bill. And so, interesting thing, our first letter should have arrived at Marjorie Taylor Greene's office on Wednesday. And so in her updates, she put, "I just met with GEMA to discuss their important work combating human and drug trafficking, gangs, and other crimes throughout Georgia with the help of federal partners." And so, fantastic. I don't know if that had anything to do with our letter. Probably not. But just the fact that she's looking in that direction to be working with combating human trafficking, that'll just fit
yes.
right in nicely what is going on there. So I just wanted to point that out, that hooray for her.
That's right. And human trafficking, the border, all the squandered money being sent to Ukraine, this climate hoax runaway train that they've got us on, all of these disastrous policies are only going to come to an end if we get rid of the electronic voting machines.
Exactly.
Yeah, it needs to be, you know, and now each state is in charge of its own voting,
right.
Okay? That's fine. You can come up with your own voting rules without voting machines.
Exactly.
They're and banned, so, federally banned.
Right. Federally ban every single last brand and model from
right.
the little cheap versions that every county has to the state and national machines that manipulate the outcomes.
Yep. Paper ballots, hand counted.
Personal ID.
Voter ID.
Yep.
And this. That would take care of the voting machines and this ballot harvesting circus that they've learned how to capitalize on.
Absolutely.
And abuse the system. And, you know, there are several other things, too, related to that. Like in potential lawsuits where... And this is where they knocked him down because you don't have standing, right? Because you're not a member of Wisconsin.
Right.
You're not a resident, so you can't file a lawsuit because you haven't, you know, your personal voting rights haven't been violated. So then the left-wing media says, "Oh, that case was thrown out." Well, it wasn't thrown out. It's a legitimate case. It's just that those cases need to be brought forward, like looks like what's happening in Michigan with all those ballots that they found.
Yes, exactly. I was just going to say
tens of thousands.
That was the bombshell report from Michigan law enforcement.
Yes,
who detailed a widespread voter fraud network operation in multiple swing states.
That's right.
And the organization was funded by Joe Biden's 2020 U.S. presidential campaign.
Right.
Imagine that.
Right. That's not a big surprise.
Nope.
And all of these other states were under the auspices of an COVID emergency. Governors were just acting like dictators. They were passing edicts on how voting would take place.
Right.
With the, you know, drop boxes and everything else that the legislatures, by their constitutions, only the legislatures can make those calls.
That's right.
And they completely bypassed it, which invalidates those elections as well.
Right.
And that needs to be addressed. But the first thing, this Stop the Child Trafficking Bill, which ties in electronic voting machines, which is the root
yes.
of all of these things, including child trafficking, is critical. It's key.
That's right. Well, and so, yeah, as much as everyone can support that and spread the word, send everybody to our website that they can copy and print out that letter of description as well as the bill, and please send it certified. It's so important. I mean, that is probably the fastest way to stop all of it from
yeah.
coming across the border, and also serves to, I mean, basically if you take out the electronic voting machines, to tell you the truth, that will close the border.
Well, I follow the Lula report, which is pretty much all things South America. They've got a side-by-side map with 2017 showing your leftist leaning in blue, which really I don't know how that happened. The communists should be red.
Right.
But anyway, they've got the leftists leaning in blue, all these countries. There's only a few red spots. They do have, I've got it backwards. They actually have it where red is, you know, leftists. So how it's changed from 2017 to 2023 has flipped from your conservative or centrist to hardcore left-wing leaders in all of these countries.
Right, yep.
And how did that happen in 5 years? So, and they point out, Trump investigated and 3 arrest warrants. Jair Bolsonaro banned from elections. Maria Corina banned from elections. All these different countries. Luis Fernando Camacho in prison. Javier Milei in political persecution. And Fernando Villavicencio assassinated.
That's right.
This guy that was just assassinated.
In Ecuador, yep.
They asked the question, what could have contributed to this change, this political map, in this period of time? My response is, look at the electronic voting machines first.
That's right. That is Stalin Tactics 101.
Yep. They are completely taking over the counting of the votes with these electronic voting machines.
Yep.
And if you look there first, you'll take care of the overwhelming majority of these government takeovers, coups, and insertions of hardcore leftists and globalists.
Absolutely.
You know, so we've got to learn that lesson.
Right, and it's better sooner than later, because already we've already lost 3 good years, and look at the nation already. And
yeah,
and
it's
mess. You can tell it's all because of the electronic voting machines and the election fraud, because that is what they're bracing hardest against.
Yeah, and they're really working to destroy this country. I mean, $13 billion for Ukraine. Again, this just came out. $11 billion for economy, humanitarian assistance for Ukraine. They're just throwing our money away.
Right. $4 billion for the border, migration, fentanyl.
Yep.
$6 million for wildland firefighter pay. $60 million for wildland firefighter pay. So, yeah. $40 billion more to Ukraine? I think not.
Well, we're going to stand against it. This is one way to do it. But we're out of time. You guys have a blessed weekend. You be safe and get rested up. We'll be right back at it Monday morning, 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.